Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Video Show? And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So I'm asking all the listeners, all of you that may be dialing in for the first time or listening in through social media platforms around the world for the first time, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. We always go to God's throne in prayer first. That's what we get ready to do now. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would touch and agree with me as we go into prayer. We're going to pray, continue to pray for Mother Phillips from the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I'm going to continue to lift her up in prayer. She's home now from the hospital, so we're going to continue to lift her up in prayer. We also want to continue to lift up Sister Mary Clark, whose husband was Pastor Oscar Salary, one of the former pastors of the Sonora Missionary Baptist Church where I grew up as a child. He made his heavenly transition. They had his homegrown service on November the 1st. So we want to continue to lift her family up, and Melissa Chabert, that family, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, we're going to touch and agree because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together as your children, realizing and knowing without a doubt that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name because we give you glory, honor, and praise because you're worthy of our praise. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word, not just heroes only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. We thank you that you're not like man. You search our hearts. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for that, Heavenly Father. But we give you praise and glory and honor because we know that you are our everything. We know that we can look unto the hills from which comes our help, for all of our help comes from you. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and ask that you would forgive those that are listening in on tonight that have not given their hearts and their lives to you after hearing your word. So we pray, Lord, that this word will go forth on tonight with power through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, through your Holy Spirit as you use him. That everyone that hears this word on tonight, whether they have dialed in by phone or listening in through social media platforms around the world, if they have not received and accepted your son as the personal Savior, I hope you desire to be able to receive this word and hear this word and open their mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. And we know that it will never lose its power. We thank you for being a faithful promise keeper. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to touch and heal those that are sick and afflicted as we have already asked you to, because we know that you're already working on the case. Even those that are bereaved, continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Now, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that faithfully dialed in and to this worldwide ministry platform and all those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless them and grant them all the desires of their hearts that they give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So have your way on tonight that you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't focus on the pain. Focus on the process. Now, food for thought. Don't focus on the pain. Focus on the progress. Progress. As you are going through, whatever you're going through, don't think about that. With the Lord's help. Think about the progress that he is allowing you to make. So on the other side of this, whatever you're dealing with, you're going to be able to give God the glory, honor, and praise because of the progress that you went through to get to the other side with his help. Now, before we bring forth the music selection for the music break on tonight, I'm going to give a big, big, big shout out and happy anniversary to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, who is in the celebration of his 13-year anniversary as pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. I want to give a great shout out to him on tonight. And we thank God for our awesome man of God who always delivers a powerful word of the Lord. And he's about saving souls. He's about kingdom building. And he's about serving and being an awesome servant of the members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, not only us, but those that are in the community. He is a faithful doer of God's word, as preaching and teaching God's word and being a living example of what a real Christian looks like. So we want to give a shout out to him on tonight, as well as the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family and all the members that have dialed in on tonight from Peace and Goodwill. We thank God for you as well. So we get ready to receive tonight's music break. But before we do that, I want you all to know that I do welcome our comments and feedback from our listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. So we are excited to have, again, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin, as he gets ready to come on the line to share another word from the Lord with us. So please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along, because of God's will, and my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And then we're going to go to our music break song on tonight, Worth Living. Aren't you grateful that Jesus thought that your life and my life was worth living? That he came down from glory in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, to pay our sin debt on the cross. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it. So we thank God for Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that he paid off a sin debt with his own precious blood and sinless blood on the cross. Enjoy the victory prayer. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, he thought that our lives were worth living, that he came down and paid our sin debt on the cross. Thank God for Jesus. We get ready to receive Pastor Norman King on tonight. But before we do that, I want to make an announcement real quick that on this coming Saturday night, I have a very special guest that's going to be coming on to share with us for the first time. And she is an awesome woman of God. She has just won different awards for her outstanding singing. She's going to do two solos on the show this coming Saturday night. And the person, none other than Miss Diane Mathis. But she's going to do two songs on the show this coming Saturday night. And in between her songs, we will have none other than Overseer Josephine Jackson from Washington, D.C. He will be delivering God's word. She's going to share a song first, God's word. Then she's going to bless us with another song after he has concluded with the message on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by her on this coming Saturday. So right now we're ready to receive Pastor Norman King. As he goes off with the word of God tonight, he has another song that he's going to play for us. I'm sure he's going to play it for us before he do his message, and he can do it however he wants. But now I yield the mic to you, Pastor Norman King. I yield the mic to you now.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so humbly grateful to be in thy presence tonight. for. To God be the glory. I'm going to give him all glory belongs to him, and he will share his glory with no one. And also, I want to uplift my cousin, Brother James Brown, for doing a tremendous work in the Lord, humbly and obediently. And I pray his strength that he will continue to give God all the glory as he continues to allow God to elevate him, amen, and that he may stay obedient, Father. I'm on praying already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. So
amen.
We can open with this song.
Come along.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I had to go back in time a little bit tonight because, amen, I had to bring
all
it
right.
back.
That's right.
That's that soul-stirring music right there. You know, we got to go back
yeah.
sometimes, you know, to go back to try to relive something. But every now and then we need to, you know, when I was growing up, yeah, I can only speak for me. I can't speak for nobody else. Amen. But
well,
when I was growing up, you know, with my roots is from where it is and was, amen, I had to, you know, I thought that it was okay. And it really not thought it was okay to eat my collard greens and cornbread with my hands. Come on, somebody.
You know, amen. Watch yourself.
Something about when you put your fingers up in them greens and crumble that cornbread up and you mesh it together and you had greens and bread and it was all meshed together. Come on, huh? There was so much unity in that, amen. Why am I saying? Because we got to be unified now. Amen.
That's
we
right.
meshed, amen, together, wrapped up, tied up, tangle up, amen. There's nothing wrong with the new gospel. Yeah. I'm with that, amen. But see, I got to go also go along with what touches my soul, what stirs my soul. Come on. So I want to go back because, see, there's something we got to get on in these day and times. We got to get on board. That gospel.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, amen. And I just want to say tonight, amen, I'm just excited. Amen. God granted me time to be able to work hard as a diesel mechanic for 44 years. And I'm retired now. Amen. And it seems like I'm more busy now than I was when I was working. But I can choose. Come on, somebody. Amen. I ain't got to. Anyway, come on, somebody. I'm so excited that God granted me this time because I got so much time available for ministry. Amen. When Cousin
right.
James called me days ago and say, can you do the show on Thursday? I was like, well, sure. Amen. To God be the glory. Not that it wasn't God for the glory before, but I know how my time used to be. It was so tight. But it's not that way
That's
anymore.
Right.
Amen. It's that way anymore. And
amen.
Let me say it again, it's not that way anymore. So tonight I want to use, you know, because the Lord told me to get on this one and not let it go. So I'm not going to let it go. Amen. Because it's right now. Amen. So I'm going to read 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Last time I was here, I read the first through the ninth verse. But tonight, the Spirit of God want me to just to deal with that first verse. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verse 1. It says, this in NLT. It says, you should know this, Timothy, Paul talking, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. I'm reading again. In the last days, there will be very difficult times. Aren't that where we at right now, people of God?
Oh,
we are in
oh, yeah.
very difficult times. It used to be most of your killing was up north. It's all over the whole world now. Come on. Every day you turn your TV on. Come on. Every day. Amen. Because the enemy, Satan, is running wild, running loose. But let me give you my second verse. My second verse is going to come from Ephesians, the sixth chapter. I'm going to deal with one verse tonight. One verse only in this Ephesians 6, verse 12, where it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. And for a subject tonight, I want to use get on board. Get on board. Get on board. Because we are in the last days. September 3, will be very difficult days and times, it says in NLT. And we know that's to be true. These days we live in, look at it, all over the world, everything down to gas, to grain, to milk, to, you know, everything. If you don't believe it, trust the word. And trust God, you know from the scripture that that's where we're at now. That's why Paul
that's
told
right.
that young preacher, he told that young preacher, in the same way he told that young preacher, Timothy, we got to be sure the good word ourselves. Let it be known. Don't be ashamed. I think it's Romans 1:16. Say, don't be ashamed. Amen. So he told him, you should know this, that in the last days, there will be very difficult times. And then over here, Paul wants them to know, okay, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Even though that's what we see, the recipients, we are recipients of flesh and blood for on the surface. That's what we see, and most people believe. And the sad thing about that is people in the household of faith, the world in this regard, they are so quick to get in a physical struggle or physical fight like they've never even seen Ephesians 6:12. So we need to be reconciled. Come on, somebody. The Bible said be reconciled back to God. So some of us tonight need to be reconciled back to the truth. And the only way to be reconciled back is to repent. Amen. we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Amen. Against powers. Hear me now. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. And a lot of that was celebrated a couple nights ago. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on.
Yep.
Over the 31st. Come on.
All right now.
A lot of people died that night. There was a lot of blood sacrificed on that night, but that's not what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. I could, but that's not what I'm supposed to preach about tonight, so I ain't going to go there. Amen. So as I get into this message, amen, that's a sermon for another time, James, another time.
You got that right.
But
amen.
It got to be preached, though. It got to be preached. But tonight, I want to deal with get on board. Come on. Amen. I've learned this as I get older, that people generally do what they want to do, amen, and don't do what they don't want to do. And it's not
that
they're not doing is not because they don't know what they could do, and it don't mean they're not doing what they should do. Folks know what they're doing. Come on now. I'm talking about the household of faith now. Not across the street, as my pastor would say. Amen. I'm talking about in the house tonight. Amen. Because we need to be reconciled. Amen. Because my mommy's always say it's getting late, but I'm going to say tonight, it done got late. Come on, huh? It done got late.
Oh, yeah.
People dying every day. People dying. We got a little girl that got hit the other Monday on Halloween night. I think she was 14 years old out there in the dark street with no, but anyway, another life gone, y'all. Amen. Another life gone. So I want to deal with, talk to the believer, amen, and if you're not a believer, then just listen in and absorb this, what God gave me to give you all tonight, amen. He told me to tell you, get on board, amen. This gospel train, amen. Get on board. This train is running. It ain't gonna stop, amen. So if you're in Christ Jesus, then you ain't got to worry about getting swallowed up on that train, amen, because once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you receive the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Amen. Anyway, as I get myself in position tonight, I want to say to you all, get in position. Amen. Get yourself in, I'm going to use the word, obedient position. How about that? You could be maybe in a position, but it's your position obedient according to the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to give a few foundation scriptures before I get into this, my selected verses tonight. I'm going to come out of Psalms 37. I'm going to read 23 down to 25. And it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way, though he falls. Come on, somebody. He shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Verse 25, I've been young, and now I'm old. Yet, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Amen. So I want to say that this is a station tonight. Amen. For the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So you, if you obey God, your steps are ordered. Amen. We're talking about in the finished of Jesus Christ. So as we look tonight, dealing with spiritual warfare, I'm just dealing with the 12th verse tonight. The other parts will be another sermon, but tonight, the Spirit of God led me to just focus upon the 12th verse. Amen. First of all, we got to identify that we, the believer, are in spiritual warfare. And you identify knowing that you are a Christian soldier. Amen. And the warfare is not human or physical. But
that's right.
Spiritual. But spiritual. I'm saying it for the third time. But spiritual. Amen. And it says that the point to see, my brothers and sisters, is that the believer's struggle, I'm going to reemphasize, is not against flesh and blood. Reemphasize that. It's not a flesh and blood struggle for us. If it is, you need to get on your knees and pray and ask the Lord to forgive you and get yourself on board. Amen. Because God wants you to know. See, Paul has said on several occasions that he was speaking to the church of God, he said, I have you not to be ignorant, basically saying it's for you to know these things. Come on, huh? It's for you to know. In other words, your foes and my foes are not human or physical, but they are spiritual. Spiritual forces that possess unbelievable power. I'm going to say again, unbelievable power. The believer fights. I'm going to reemphasize. I'm staying home, y'all. It's against principalities, against power, against rulers of darkness. Come on. I'm taking my time. I'm marinating, y'all. Against spiritual wickedness. Amen? The point to see, I'm reemphasize now, the believer's struggle is not against flesh and blood. See, the devil wants to cause a diversion. Come on, somebody, huh? He wants us to stay out there as believers fighting a physical war, a human war. In any kind of way that he can cause a diversion, he will. Now, what's a diversion?
Yes.
A diversion is an instance of turning something aside from its course, an alternative route, or a detour. That's a diversion. And Satan is there warning us to be naive to what thus said the Lord. Sent me tonight to tell you, get on board. Get on board of this gospel train. Amen? To reemphasize some more in this area of diversion, it's talking about an activity that diverts the mind. Here we go, James. That diverts the mind from tedious or serious concerns. It don't take all that. Oh, man, that guy, you know, and then we start talking like the world and explaining things that's happening, but somebody got to stop long enough and just let it be told, and listen, y'all, this is not a physical or a human war. It's spiritual.
That's right.
Be able to explain, amen, be able to explain what that means, amen. See, what the devil is doing, my brothers and sisters, is intentional. Come on, James. It's intentional.
That's right.
He intends to distract. I'm going to say again, the devil is intentional. He intends to distract us from being attentive to what thus said the Lord. In other words, intentional means it's done on purpose. I'm going to say again, intentional means done on purpose. It's deliberately done. And that's what Satan is doing. Amen. In these days, he's running wild. Yes, he is. Amen. I come to tell you, raise up and get on that gospel train. Amen. Get on board. Amen. When I was in Korea, James, in the Army, you know, we had a saying back then. I wouldn't say, but it's somehow you get those things and sayings and mottos and quotes and whatever, and you can say them thinking you know what it means back then. But to find out as you get saved and the veil comes off of you, amen, that what you said and thought really didn't mean what you thought, but it means something else. Amen. So back then we used to take our little right hand and pump it into our heart two times and say, two times from the heart, raise up. Telling you that because I had my Damascus Road experience. Come on, church, huh? I'm going to say it again because I had my Damascus Road experience. When I say raise up now, ain't with the same intention that I met back in 1981 over there in Seoul, Korea, huh? It means tonight, I'm talking to the brethren, amen, say, raise up and get on board, amen. And with that being said, I want to share with you Joshua, amen, when in Joshua 1, when God was speaking to, he said to Joshua, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant saying, Moses, my servant is dead. All right now. All right. He's dead. So quit wallowing. Quit murmuring. Quit complaining. Mm-hmm. He said, now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. So God is saying to somebody tonight, rise up.
Yeah, get up.
You may have lost a loved one or whoever you may lost, and you may be in that rut. God sent me by to tell you tonight. He sent me by to tell you, arise and go over this Jordan that you may get on board for the gospel train. Come on, somebody. Amen. This is somebody. I know this is somebody. Amen. I'm like Jesus. I'm not Jesus, but I'm like an illustration where he said, who touched me? The disciples say, who? What you mean? The question should be, who didn't touch you? He said, no, I feel a virtue. I feel virtue leading when I see it today. So somebody has received that tonight. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So look, it's clear. It's very let me be very clear that the devil is intentional. Amen. He wants to divert you and me away from our God assignment. Romans 11:29
right.
says the gift orders of God is irrevocable. Amen. The force of evil are powerful forces. Let's don't get it twisted. Amen. The forces of evil are powerful forces. I read stresses the enormous power of evil forces. Don't think that it's not. Amen. Look how it's over the whole world. Look how even it's in the Christian side, the church, in the churches, huh? Amen. That's the reason why a lot of churches go in there. You don't know. You can't see no difference from the church and then the world. Come on, somebody. I know I'm in good trouble now, y'all. And say good trouble. I'm in good trouble now. I'm in some good trouble now, huh? You can't even identify. Paul, if you didn't know that it was a church, you couldn't tell because the church is carrying on like the world. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm going to say again, the forces of evil are powerful forces. Amen. The thrust of this verse I'm reading is to stress the enormous power of evil which stands against you, which stands against me. Come on now. It's not standing for us or with us. This force stands against the believer. Amen. The forces of evil, as I continue on this message, y'all, are numerous. I'll say it again. Numerous. Amen. Principalities, powers, rulers, amen, all convey the idea, come on, James, of a large number of evil forces who are struggling against the believer. Amen. Satan, angels assigned to you, assigned to me. Seen and unseen. Come on, somebody. Hebrews 1:14 says, aren't they but ministers of spirit sent by God? Talking about angels. There's an angel assigned to you, a good angel, and it's a bad angel. Come on, somebody. I'm just trying to open the door for somebody tonight. Amen. The forces of evil are apparently organized, come on, y'all, into a government.
Yes.
As I look at that, I look at, you know, I'm a military man, how we had divisions, we had divided army, divided. We had platoons, battalions, brigades, what have you, and they was organized. Amen. Satan, forces of evil are organized into a government. Amen. I'm trying to say something, y'all. Principalities, powers and rulers of this world in high places. Look at now, crime is across the whole world. People cry. Amen. People not having no food, nothing to drink, the gas, the oil, amen. The buses here yesterday shut down for 3 hours. I'm just trying to say all over, it's all kind of evil over the whole world. The devil is running wild. I want to encourage the believers, rise up, amen. It's time to get on board of this gospel train, amen. Is that all right, church? Amen. All
towards
a ranking of spiritual forces. I'm talking of the other side now, y'all. You better recognize that these forces are regimented. These forces are organized, amen. All point toward a ranking of spiritual forces with enormous authority position, and rules. And all we got to do is get off track, allow the enemy to divert you. And the thing about it, we give him the opportunity, amen, because
there
you
go.
Choose. Come, choose you this day who you're going to serve. What are you doing
That's
every day?
Right.
Are you feeding your spirit or are you feeding your soul? Amen. The Bible talks about spiritual and physical. Amen. Sometimes we feed the spiritual and starve the spirit. I mean, the physical, we feed the physical and starve the spirit. We're supposed to take care of our spirituality, our spiritual man first. Amen. The forces of evil are the rulers of the darkness of this world. Come on, somebody. Come on, then. I know I'm home, man. I'm home. I'm going to reemphasize again. The forces of evil are the rulers of the darkness of this world. Look at how much stuff happened at nighttime, y'all. Come on. Come on now. Come on. I mean, there are things that happen in daytime, also happen at nighttime. Huh? Evil are the rulers of darkness of this world. Darkness, hear me now. Darkness in the Bible means the ignorance of the truth and reality of the real nature and purpose of things. I'm going to say it again. Darkness in the Bible means the ignorance of the truth and reality of the real nature and purpose of things. For example, what is the source of man and his world? Where have man and his world come from? All these things. Come on, y'all. Amen. What is the purpose of man and his world? Why are men and his world exist? These are just a few questions. And if you're not grounded in the root of the truth, you have itching ears. Come on now. You got to do like Bonnie Fife say on Andy Griffin. Nip it, nip it, nip it, nip it. Don't even entertain
That's
it. If you've been grounded in the truth,
right.
You know God's word is truth. Amen. Don't even allow it. Amen. When they said, what it say? If I be this, I draw all men. It said, resist the devil. He said, what? Flee. Don't entertain Eve and the God. She entertained what Satan said. Are you hearing me? And she had to just nip that. See, he spoke the truth. Satan did. But the more she listened to him, the more she was influenced by and not realizing that he was diverting her from what God intended. So the devil in the garden was intentional. He's intentional today. He tried to divert you and me. Come on now. He tried to distract
That's right.
you and me, our God assignment from our God purpose. But my words to you like this: get on board. Get on board. Amen. Darkness.
Amen.
It's not knowing these things. It is being ignorant of them. Light. Can I talk about light for a minute? Light
yeah.
is knowing God. Okay? Light is knowing God and his son, Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Huh?
Amen. That's right.
That God and Christ stand as the source and purpose and end of man and his world. Come on. Light is knowing the truth. Come on, James. Light is knowing
yes,
the man. Truth and reality of man and his world. Come on, huh? That God
That's
created
right.
all for himself. I'm going to say again. That God yes, created yes. all for himself. And that he loves and saves all to live with him, what? Eternally. Amen?
Yeah, forever.
If
yes, sir.
All will obey. Come on, that's a big two-letter word. If all will obey, believe, and trust him. Amen? The forces of evil.
Amen.
The forces of evil are the rulers of darkness. Can I get amen? Come on.
Amen, that's right.
Who blind the minds of men. Come on now. Who blind the minds of men, lest they believe. Come on. In other words, they blind, lest they believe the glorious gospel of eternal salvation. And that's why we got to get on board this gospel training, y'all. Amen. If you're not right,
Amen.
Then reconcile back to God. If you hear this message and you're not on the right side, that's why you're here tonight, but God gave you a chance to get on board. Turn. Come on, amen.
Right.
So what I'm saying,
yeah.
I'm saying that the forces of evil are spiritual forces of wickedness. Amen. The forces of evil are of wickedness. And listen, they seek to receive the loyalty and devotion that is due God. Hear me? The loyalty that is supposed to be in God. But because we allow the infiltrator, come on somebody, amen, to deceive us, amen, to divert us from the will of God, now Satan is getting what it was due to God, amen. Therefore, they are after the spirit of man, the enemy, the evil one, is after the spirit of man. That part of man that is destined to worship. That part of you, the part of me that's destined to worship and serve God and exist for what? Forever. If they can capture, come on, James, if they can capture the spirit of man, they have him eternally. His life and presence forever, ever, if they capture. But therefore, I'm almost to the end now. Therefore, they do all they can to lead man's spirit into wickedness. Come on, y'all. Amen. And there's no respect. I mean, look at all of the stuff they put on TV nowadays, huh? You know, back when we grew up, James, you know, that stuff went on TV. They got all this nudists, and people ain't got no clothes on, huh? Come on, y'all, huh? I'm not saying things should not have changed. I ain't saying that. So back in our day, the TV station turned off for, I don't know, midnight or something. But that's not my point tonight. I'm just saying how for you can have the way it is now, and still if we who are in Christ Jesus still train our children and our grandchildren and still live holy lives and still encourage them and let them know the importance of serving the Lord, it can have a cause and effect. Amen? So I'm talking about spiritual force on wickedness. Amen? I'm almost done, y'all. Just bear with me. Satan. This is what one of the commentators said, F.F. Bruce words as well. He said, Satan and his demonic forces rank among the highest angels and princes in the hierarchy of the heavenly places. Yet, all of them owe, look at this right here, y'all. All of them owe, let me back up. Satan and his demonic forces rank among the highest angel and princes in the hierarchy of the heavenly places, but yet all of them owe their existence, come on, James, to Christ, huh? Were created according to Colossians 1:16, amen? And who is accordingly the head of all principalities and power according to Colossians 2 and 10. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to say something, y'all. Amen. I'm just trying to say something, y'all. Amen. Now.
That's right.
This verse here says, but some at least of the principalities and powers have embarked upon rebellion against God. We know it to be true. And not only seek to force men to pay them the worship that's due to him, but launch an assault upon the crucified Christ at the time when they thought they had him in their mercy. I'm just trying to say something, y'all. Like, I want to stay down, man. I won't be able to just leave you with what I said, amen, that understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's Ephesians 6:12. God, because he is God, come on now. Come on, can you get a witness? Amen. God, because he is God, has us the truth. He cannot do otherwise. Therefore, God reveals to us a fact that is as clearly evident as any other single fact on earth. There is an evil force. There's an evil force that has access to the spirit of man. I'm going to say it again. There's an evil force that has access to the spirit of man and can influence and enslave man to do evil. He is called Satan, who rules over the darkness and spiritual wickedness of this world. The only hope for the believer, come on somebody, is to put on the whole armor of God. Amen?
I know that's right. Keep it on.
Luke 4 says, and the devil said to him, this is the devil trying to tempt Jesus. All this power will I give thee and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whatsoever I will, give it. See, Satan, he don't discriminate. Come on, y'all. Amen. He does not discriminate. Amen. Now, but if this gospel be here, 2 Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe it not. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine upon them. But we got to be in the right spirit, my brother and sister. So I want to say to you tonight, get on board. Because 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
That's what he said. That's the word.
That said, I want to pray, and Lord Jesus, Almighty God, we give you all the honor and praise. We're here to glorify your name tonight, magnify your name, for your ears have heard you, not me. I'm just a burst vessel you chose to speak through. If I say anything contrary to what your spirit is leading me to do, I ask for forgiveness right now. I want to say thank you, and I love you, and I thank you for all what you're doing in my life and the life of my cousin James. As he continues, I want to continue to lift him up as he's doing a good work for you. He said that your gift will make room for you, and I see what he shared with me, and it's only going to get better and better. As old folks say, gooder and gooder. I thank you, Lord, for all what you have done and what you're doing, and pray for all those that's in standing need of prayer tonight. We ask the blessing in Jesus' name, pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back in your hands, Cody.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Oh, my God, what a powerful word on tonight. Get on board. But the song says, get on board. If you want to see Jesus, you got to get on board. You, in other words, you got to be saved in Jesus' name, and you got to know the word. Because the enemy knows the word, too. And sometimes the enemy knows the word better than some of us Christians. Because he was in heaven. He was with God. He was with Jesus. So it behooves all of us as Christians, the word of God says, study, you know, get in his word. Study God's word to show ourselves approved unto God. You can't rightly divide the word of truth of God's word if you don't know God's word. That's why God's word said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And guess what? The enemy, he knows too if you are reading and studying God's word. So that's why he is, and he loves it when the saints don't open the Bible up during the week, open it up when they go to church on Sunday. He sees everything. Just like God, the enemy knows if you are truly serving God. That's why I love God, because he's not like the enemy. He can only see so far. But God searches the heart. He's looking at our hearts and our minds. He knows who are being faithful doers of his word, not just being those that have a form of godliness, but their hearts are far from it. So you don't want to be one of those Christians on tonight. You want to make sure that you are, like my cousin said, that you're wrapped up, you're tied up and tangled up in Jesus. Because you're already on board. You're not getting, you ain't trying to get on board. You're already on board. You know that you're already saved in the name of Jesus. So I pray that this word has been received by the listeners as well as myself on tonight. So what I'm going to do right now is open up the phone lines for the listeners that have dialed in on tonight. If you have any words of encouragement for Pastor Norman King, or if you have a question pertaining to tonight's word, you have an opportunity to do so. But before we do that, I just want to remind the listeners on tonight that you're going to definitely tune in this Saturday night, the 5th of November. I have a special guest, a woman of God that has gained a lot of different awards for her gospel singing. She is Diane Mathis. She's going to open up with a solo. She's going to share a testimony first, and she's going to do a song. And then we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. He is going to deliver God's word. And after the word has been delivered, Sister Diane Mathis will do another solo for us at the end of the message on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome woman of God and this awesome man of God as he gets ready to deliver another powerful word from the Lord. on this coming Saturday night. So right now the phone lines are open for anyone that have dialed in. If you want to have words of encouragement, the phone lines are open now.
That was an awesome message. I'm a working in progress. But I'm trying. I can't let that devil in. I got to keep him out. And y'all continue on praying for me. My name is Marianne King from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Marianne King. You know what? I thank God for you saying that. Because believe it or not, not only are you a work in progress, we all, if we're saved in Jesus' name, we're all a work in progress. So we thank God for you for sharing with us tonight. That's my first cousin, Marianne King, Pastor Norman King's sister. So we know that she had just recently been released from the hospital. And we know that the enemy is trying to do everything he can to keep her from the Lord and keep her out of God's word. But we thank God for her dialing in every time she gets a chance to dial into the platform and get another word from the Lord, whereby she is more strengthened through the word. So we are continuing to lift you up in prayer, Sister Marianne King. Anyone else? The phone line is still open. Anyone else?
You get the first pair for 75%.
Praise the Lord.
On retail sites, every single
anyone else? The phone line is still open. Praise the Lord. Well, I just wanted to give everybody a chance because phone lines are still open. As I always say, we do have a lot of listeners that dials in, but they don't say anything. But thank God we don't take that lightly. We still thank God for each one of you that dials in from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. Tara Doss, Felicia Dukes, and others that faithfully dials in. We want to continue to thank God for you, and continue to pray your strength in the Lord as well. So we're ready to close off with tonight. Again, thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that awesome word on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this, because we are truly living in the last days, and this is a spiritual war that we are going through each and every day. God's word is being fulfilled every day. He's not a man that he shall lie. Jesus is not a man that he should repent. God's word is true. He said we're going to see these things, we're going to experience these things. But guess what? He is still in control, no matter what it looks like. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come as your children, thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are in the hospitals, you are in the nursing homes, behind prison bars, so we don't have to send you anywhere. We know that you are healing and strengthening and delivering and setting your people free that are sick and afflicted. We want to continue to lift the Mother Phillips from the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and she is home now, and we thank you for you healing her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are our comforter, our strength, and our peace and our joy, even as we hear about all the different ones that made their heavenly transitions and that have died and gone on to be with you. We ask you to continue to bless their families and comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. And help them to remember to look unto the hills from which comes their help. Remember that all of their help comes from you, and that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So now Lord, we pray and ask you to move by your spirit. Continue to bless every faithful listener that dials in and tunes in through social media platforms around the world. Grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry platform. Continue to bless and strengthen and use Pastor Norman King as you are always doing. Give him even a greater desire to even be more pleasing to you as you continue to extend your grace and mercy upon him and his family and the ministry that you have placed him in and over, that everything that you have set up for him to do is going to be done successfully and it's going to prosper and faithfully, that you're going to get the glory even more is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As I always say, remember and know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And because of this world situation that we're dealing with and we're going through and experiencing, because of this message on tonight, talking about how we need to get on board because we're dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why we're going to close out on tonight with the opening theme song. We're going to close it out with the same song, War. Until next time, this coming Saturday, be blessed of the Lord. I forgot to do the spiritual food for thought one more time before we go off the air for the night. Don't forget the spiritual food for thought, which comes to us saying, don't focus on the pain. Don't focus on the pain. Focus on the process, on the progress. Don't focus on the pain. Focus on the progress.